Welcome, Domain Dave from CheapWineFinder.com. Again, like always, doing another podcast for a wine review we put on the CheapWineFinder.com website. We do three value price wine reviews a week. Been doing it just about forever. Podcast just a few years, but we still have a ton of those out there too. And we have a cheap one today, $4.99. It's part of the California Heritage Series from Aldi. There are $4.99 wines, and the first one I had was a Pinot Noir, and I figured there's no way this is any good because Pinot Noir is one of the hardest wines to grow and make, and at $4.99, and it wasn't bad. And then I tried the Sauvignon Blanc, I think, then a sparkling wine, then a Chardonnay, and now we're at Merlot. This is the Aldi California Heritage Merlot. These are wines that shouldn't be any good. They're $4.99. They're non-vintage, meaning that the grapes were picked in different years. The back label says they're produced by a subsidiary of E&J Gallo. They're the largest family-owned winery in the United States and one of the largest wineries in the world. They've got tons of acreage of vineyards. They have wine everywhere. They got a bunch of brands. So a non-vintage wine from them doesn't mean they were looking for the cheapest possible wine. They probably just have so many different sources that it happened to come from two different years, and maybe they had a little bit of wine that was a little more upscale than a $5 wine that they added to their $4.99 wine just to give a little oomph. Because these are wines, and I haven't done a taste test yet, but kind of beat two-buck chuck pretty well. I was never all that crazy about the other Aldi value price wines. The Winking Owl, I had a bad experience with one of those. And Highway 5 was kind of bland, if you ask me. But these are okay. And okay is praise for a $4.99 wine. This is a Merlot. Merlot is one of the great grapes of Bordeaux. That and Cabernet Sauvignon, the interplay between Merlot and Cabernet is some of the best wines in the world. In the United States, there are some really good producers, a lot of them in Napa Valley, but for value price, you don't see a lot of great Merlot. It's mostly a blending wine. In Bordeaux, it's blending too most of the time. They very seldom are a single variety. So this was kind of a crazy choice because they had a Pinot Noir that you never see for $4.99. And now we're doing a Merlot, which is a wine that you just don't see in the value price wine that often as a single varietal wine, mainly because it's not as popular it used to. Like I said, there's some great producers in California, but nothing I can think of offhand in the lower end. And so what is this wine all about? I'm gonna take a sip. It's got black cherry, it's got blackberry, it's got a little bit of green pepper. It's got some vanilla, maybe some sweet blueberries, some tart cranberry. It's not the most complex wine in the world, but we're talking about a $4.99 wine. And I think it's actually a fairly decent food wine. With the flavors and that little bit of a vegetable thing, tacos, burritos, burgers, kind of fancy burgers, pizza with toppings on it would really kind of go well. This is a $5 food wine, and that's not crazy. I think I've mentioned this before, but I was talking to a winemaker a couple of months ago from France. And I just asked him, because they were selling higher end wine. I said, what do people have wine for lunch and dinner. How much do they spend on a bottle? He went, well, I don't know, $5 or $6. So, and they're really happy about it. He says, oh yeah. I mean, because this is still, it tends to be the people who have wine for every lunch and dinner still, they're kind of traditional. I mean, Europe isn't like that all the time anymore. Things change. But these are the people that go to the store every day to get their food. Like they're not buying a week's groceries. They're going to the market every day and getting their food for that day, then popping the top on a $5 bottle with the wine they cooked for their family. And $5 is fine. So when you see $4.99 for a wine, you shouldn't go, oh, no, that's no good. You should say, why isn't it good? Because that's the reality of it. And is this good? I mean, I wasn't expecting to like a Merlot. This is fine. That green pepper thing is, at first it was like, I don't know, but now it's like, I kind of like that. Because it's not like other wines. He's not like the other wines. Take another sip. Yeah, it's drinks fine, but I still, you know, it's a fine drinker. I mean, it's kind of dark and brooding, but this is a food wine. This is a wine that you're going to want to have something meaty and savory with. It doesn't have a ton of structure. It doesn't have a lot of tannins. Doesn't have a lot of acidity, all the things you expect, but I think it's got enough of those for comfort food. You know, a good pizza, like put some toppings on it. Just don't go cheese, though you could. Now here I am telling you what pizza to eat, so other than what wine to eat. So that's what for me, the Aldi California Heritage Merlot Non-Vintage, $4.99. It shouldn't be good, but it is. I liked it. I think I've hit all the ones. I don't like Moscato, so I probably won't do that one. But there you go. I'm Domain Dave from CheapWineFighter.com. I'll be talking to everybody in a couple days, like always. And adios, stay cool, and I'll be talking to you. Keep it cheap. Bye-bye.